Okay, sind wir kurz an die Wolf. Sifchof, jetzt auch mal einen und einen an during the weekend und Shabbos. So, Chof, wenn man kommt, ist es schon nicht in der Dosch, weil ich war es am meisten nachher mit dem Cheshois. They had this for a while in Europe, I think in Germany. They wanted to make sure that the person was definitely dead. So they banned burials for 48 hours. Aber Pekin, like Nifter Einen mit Din Aninus, the Einen is not Potter from Din Aninus, Kiven Shalachar Avorazman Vada Yikru, because since after that 48 hours passes, they're definitely going to bury him. But the lame ben time was Sasik Bekvoidoi, so they have to be busy in his Arnalach and Tachrichin Va'aron to prepare Tachrichin and Arnalachin, Anoshim to prepare people for Espedim, etc. Ach, but Yom Tov Sheni, yesh lo'akol l'potrim midin aninus p'zeh. But if it's Yom Tov Sheni, then we can be megal and say he's potter from aninus p'zeh she'i efshel l'kavrim machas p'kudas ha'malchus, because he can't do anything. What's he going to do on a second day Yom Tov? And anyways, they're not letting him be buried. Fine. Chafal v'mekom es ha'niskarim. In the places that we mentioned that they don't let burial for 48 hours, that he should choshen shelo yimtu anoshim l'taras ha'meis. They may not find people to do the tahara, bekiruv for 2 meis means from time to time, meaning 2 24-hour periods. Tahara, and therefore they decided that they're going to do the tahara right after the death of shalim to put him into a full arun, and then there'll be holes in it. Then after they put him in the Aron, Paturim Midin Anilus, then they put him in the Anilus, V'noyig Din Avelus, and then it's Din Avelus. Meaning, basically, this is sort of where we get the minig nowadays, right? Meaning, they were, since the burial is not going to be for 2 days, they figured they're not going to get rid of 2 taras. So they did a tara right away, and they would put the mace into a box. And then they would bury in that box. But they put holes in the box to make sure that it's at least some dirt going there. Fine. You still need to count Shiva. That's when they cover over the grave. Shiva will not start before that. Right, so basically, Aninus ends, and then it's like no man's land for a day or two, and then will be Shiva. Somebody had a mace, and he didn't know about it. If there's nobody else to be busy with it, they need to go tell the relative about it. But if there are other people that are busy with it, don't tell him about it until he dies, right? Because he's going to be an einan. Right? So don't tell him. Meaning, again, as long as there are people dealing with it, don't tell the guy. But if there aren't people dealing with it, then you have to tell him, even if he's going to miss davening. Mace la mace. And if it's, let's say, this is a really strange halacha. If a guy's wife has a relative that died, he ain't a yadas, and she doesn't know, yesh loy la ba la hachma shaloy l'shamash ima. The husband should still not have relations with her. Right? Ayin l'kamon l'shimin reish vav. That's, where the Shulchan Aruch says, according to halacha, he is allowed to sleep with his wife. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know what the fallout of the Shalom Bayis would be in this situation, but he knows that the wife's relative died, but he wants to sleep with her because he knows he won't sleep with her for another week or so. So he sleeps with her and then he tells her. Right? So the kids are saying it's better not to do it, but halachically, it's 100% mutter.
He's going to hell.
He's not going to hell, it's mutter.
You could
Means a
jump off
hell.
the cliff too.
That could be. That could be. Now I had a cousin who sat Shiva last week for his brother.
Probably
And
faster death.
he knew his brother in Eretz Yisrael was dying. And Sunday, I think it was Sunday, last Sunday morning, he started getting he sees phone calls coming from the hospital from where his brother was. So he knew exactly what it was. So he said, "Don't answer." And he went to Davin, and then he answered. All right. Well, exactly what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to do. Sounds like a little bit not sensitive, but the halacha is the halacha. Fine.
You told me
Simon.
when my mother was in the hospital not to answer the phone, watch the top, take a shower first.
Right, which you didn't do, right?
I did. I
You
always
did
listen
that?
to you.
I don't know. Didn't one time you got messed over?
No, my father, I wasn't expecting it. And my kids are coming home late, so I listened to the message. I wasn't expecting anything, so that's why I got messed over with my father.
Yeah. Fine. Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches, Hilchus Etzos, Ames, Valvayosev, Etzidu Kadin, right? The halachas of the Levaya, basically. Uboi Tez Zayin Seifin. Some Yesh Meis Peir, if there's a mace in the city called Ben Yair, Asurum Melacha. If the whole city is also do Melacha, then Yesh Peir Mamunim Lesasik Bemeis. But if in the city there are people that are meant to be busy with the mace, Elu Shein and Tzrichon Lesasik Bay, those that are not required to be Isaac with it, Mutar Melacha. That's why every time there's a funeral in town, we don't see everybody knocking out, closing down their businesses because we have people that are dealing with it. Base, Kfar Katan, Im Yesh Mace, if a small city has a mace, Ain Shalom B'Shalom Zelazeh, they can't, you're not allowed to say Shalom to each other. Mikosh can't change Shalom B'Shalom, you can't ask how each other are doing the base kfaris in the cemetery. Kshesha mace, when there's a mace there, afilu be'ir gedolah, even in a big city, meaning no greetings are out. Al shein shom mace shein lebarichut al amazun kfarim. But if there's no mace there, then as long as you're standing 4 amas away from the graves, then you're allowed to say hello to people. Gimel asul lahalanas a mace, you are not allowed to leave a mace overnight. Shenemar lo sullen, he covers the ground, but Yamahu, you should bury him right away on that day. But if you leave him over because of kavod, or the relatives are going to get there, or people to say aspeid and mutter, it's mutter. The loy also Torah eladumi the taloi. The Torah only asked it,
I think you
but
skipped, and you're doing the wrong one.
why?
Kufsadik Zion Aleph. You'd skipped her.
Oh, I jumped one siman.
You jumped in
Thank
that
you. It was funny. I was wondering that it would be so short to get to hey. And then I say,
like,
oh, now you're answering my kasha.
I'm trying to follow, and like,
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
this.
I must have turned two pages. Okay, thank you. Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. At least somebody was paying attention.
Where's
Well.
Naftali?
That's it, Naftali. He gets his
Tully's
job
paying
back.
attention. This is Tully's not looking inside.
Okay,
Okay,
so
I'm looking inside.
he gets his job back. Okay, Siman Kuf Tzadi
Man.
Zayin. I apologize. Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Dina Tachrichim v'Tahayra v'Isra Noah b'Meis u'Boi Yud Gimel Seifim.
So now we can log on late tomorrow.
Yep, that's
Okay.
true.
I don't know how to
100%.
do that. I don't think I know how to do
Actually, will it? Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't think I know
No.
how to do that anyway.
No, you could log off early.
Okay.
Right? Fine. So, Ad Aleph. Knowing in Lahadar Acher, Big Day Pishtan Levana Latachrichan. You're supposed to go after linen and white garments for Tachrichan. But you know him and they should be nice. L'simin Shemoydim B'tiyas HaMesim. As a simin, that we admit that there's going to be Tiyas HaMesim, meaning you want to wear nice clothing, even though the clothing it will be decayed, but it's a siman. Tzaddikim are going to get up in their clothing. But it shouldn't be more chashuv than more than enough. Kizeh also, that's also. You should not make on the tachrichah not any hems or any knots. Whether it's with the strings, the threads that you're sewing it with, or with the levisha in the actual clothing. Tzitzis, you bury a man in talis that has tzitzis, af ach shepoisin, but they make one puzzle. Best thing to do is when you put them into the caver, then you take one tzitz and you put it into the corner. All right? Like this, it's somewhere in the middle between having tzitzis and not having tzitzis. If he has a nice talis that he used during his lifetime, it's not roi to switch out and give him a talis a different talis is not nice. Ki naicha loy la'adam likover b'talis shespalu by b'chayev. It's a good thing to bury somebody in the talis that he used during his lifetime. Kishom abishim es ha'meis, when they're dressing the meis, yichadu shekshem shem abishim es ha'guv. The same way they're dressing up the body. Kach tislavish nishmasa b'mamushim ruchonim b'gan Eden. Then they should
So
also...
did I mess my father up that I put that conservative talus on him and I kept his other ones for
I
you
have no
know.
idea. I'm sure it's fine. Anyway, so kaptos lavish began Eden. So they should also clothe him with good ruchnius in Gan Eden. Bey, say the tahara. What? How do you do the tahara? So he washed with hot water his whole body and his head. We're not going to say, hey, if you clean him well, between his fingers of his hand and the feet of between his fingers of his hand and the feet of a chomokim and anywhere in the body. And they scrub his head with sarkin, the guys in Cyrus Rosh, and they comb his hair. And they cut his nails. And when Seno ain't knowing his eyes, in an R, he says, an R, Medina, which is Hungary. They didn't do it. It's frequently zone. You got to be careful. That you don't turn the mace on his face. That's a bezayin. You lean the mace on its side. And you move it to the second side. And after they clean him well, they pour tisha kavim of water. All right. You put the mace on the ground or on straw, and you pour it on his head. That should go on his entire body. Fine. Gimel, sheer test common yeshba machlokes. How much test common is a machlokes? Yeshikachler a quart Polish, 24 Polish quarts. And doesn't have to all be in one kli. Now the Gamishne Kalim by Megimel would start from even two or three Kalim combined. Raksha Sheni but you should, meaning when you're pouring the first bucket, start pouring the second before you finish pouring the first. And the third by Hifsa before the second one stopped, meaning it should be uninterrupted. And if you pour from one kli, then the pouring should not stop. But if to do from four kelim, even if you pour it at one time, aim it starf and they do not combine. And then after that, they mix together eggs and wine. And the egg gets mixed with its shell. That it's a wheel that goes around the world. Right, that's why we're always dealing with things that are round, because it's, what goes around comes around. And if there's no water, there's no wine, you take water. And you wash the head. And some places that have their minhag that they take a little of this thing, this mixture of wine and eggs, and put it on the mace. Ain't nothing. That is not a proper thing. You should be mevatel. Because that's similar to what Goyim do. El Yirchutu just wash his head. Fine. Hey, Tzrichin, you have to be careful. Yoda. You have to make sure the mace is not doing kmitza, meaning it doesn't have its fist closed. In some places, they do. It's just a joke. Whatever that is, geflich, right? People put into the hand these little pieces of wood. They're called geflich. That's a minik, but there are those that do it. I know that one of my uncles was buried. They put the wood in his hand. And if they taka do want to, yanichu, let them do it. They should put it, I'm
What
sorry,
about that wacky
they
sand
should put it
that
next
that
to him.
they
They should put it
What
next to
about
him,
the
not in
sand?
his hand. Now,
What about
sand
that
comes from
sand
Eretz
pocket?
Yisrael. That comes from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, that's
that
cool.
we do. As far as I know.
We do the sand. We do pottery. I don't do wood. We don't do wood, but we also do the egg. I don't know if it's
Yeah.
wine, but there's an egg mixture that you put on.
Yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
that's obviously there's different men hugging. Yeah. Okay, that's it, right? That's what we're up to. I mean, that's what we finished. All right. We shouldn't need these halachas again, and everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Surah Taibas.
Oh, yeah.
Zagazah.
Thank you. Thank you
Bye-bye.
very much.